Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Another episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. My name is Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us. Lindsay, today's question, short and sweet. It comes from Alex Fleming. He says he's tired after his speed sessions. He can't run properly for the rest of the week. Please, can you help?
Yeah, so look, again, that's a very basic question with very basic information, but it does lead me to believe that he is running his speed session way too fast. Okay, so we know that we recover much slower from high intensity sessions than we do to running easy. So even easy long runs, which do take their toll, take less out of you than a really hard high intensity session. So he's doing those intensity sessions way too hard for his current level. And that is why he's struggling for the rest of the week. Either, but probably not limited to fatigue and to being sore because he's not able to run properly, I'm guessing, because he's very stiff. And that's a sign, again, that he's overdone it. So whenever you do a speed session, you must always make it relative to something, some kind of known quantity. The easiest way to do that is to do a time trial, a 4, a 5, or an 8K time trial. And then when you do your speed sessions, you run them, your 1K, if you're doing 1K repeats, you'll run them at sort of 3 to 8 seconds per kilometer faster. And if you do like a 400 meter, so a shorter type of session, you would then run it at about 8 to maybe 10, 12 seconds per kilometer faster. But that way you prevent yourself from getting really, really sore legs from doing a speed session.
Fantastic. There we go. Hope that helps. Alex, thank you so much for being in touch. We'll be back again with another edition of this podcast tomorrow. Make sure you tune in and get your question in. Just get to askcoachperry.com.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to askcoachperry.com or email myquestion@askcoachperry.com.